Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday on the show, you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. This past weekend, AEW WrestleDream. I was there live and in person in that disgusting Tacoma Dome with that disgusting Don Callis in attendance. We'll talk about the show and the end of the full-time career. And it has now been confirmed by Bryan Danielson. It's the end of his full-time career. He is not retiring, but you will be seeing him in a very limited capacity from here on out. And I don't think you're going to be seeing him anywhere for quite a while. I think he's going to be taking an extended leave from professional wrestling. So we will tell you all about that. Plus all of the rest of the news. There's a Raw show coming up here tonight. We had Zack Sabre Jr. winning the IWGP heavyweight title as expected from Tetsuya Naito. And we've got a lot of New Japan news as well, including the announcement that Hiroshi Tanahashi will be retiring. Danielson's mostly retired. Tanahashi retiring. John Cena retiring. A lot of retirements coming up. So we're going to tell you about that. As well as WrestleMania in the UK, potentially. We got more notes from the New Japan King of Pro Wrestling show. Wrestle Dynasty, we got a new match, or at least an announcement of a team that's going to be on that show. Should come as no surprise. And lots of other news as well. If you want to text us here today about anything this weekend or anything in the future, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X. And we will talk to you in a moment. Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Yes, I'm back! God, I haven't been here since Wednesday. I'll never shut up. Got a lot to talk about.
They miss you.
I went to Wrestle Dream. How was it on television?
Pretty good. What did you think?
I don't know. I'm wondering how it was on television.
I told you it was pretty good.
I thought it was a very good show. But Dave watched it on television and said it was like, he was talking like it was one of the great shows of all time. I didn't think it was that good. That's why I asked.
I didn't think it was that good either, but it was another case of, regardless of what happens in the lead up to the TV, if you are an AEW fan, I don't know how you could say I didn't get my $50 worth. I thought up and down from the beginning to the end, there was some excellent stuff. Was it perfect? No. Was there some superfluous stuff in my opinion? Yes, there was. But at the end of it, unless you really feel a way about Brian Danielson being retired full time in the way that he was, I really don't know how you can complain about it.
Well, here's what I'll say about that main event. I pretty much had it figured out going in that this was the end of the road for this guy and that he was going to be murdered, unfortunately, in a commission state where they don't allow blood. But they killed the guy off, and that was the end of that. Now, granted, I mean, it was in the guy's hometown, so there is that. But, like, this day was coming, everybody, and it was coming. And I think the thing about it is, and yes, it needed blood. The idea that they wanted to do, I mean, the idea was supposed to be that his character was killed off, like murdered. Like if this were like a movie that you go to in the theaters, his character is dead, like D-E-A-D dead. So should have been blood and guts and plastic bag and like this is the end of the guy. And I know people like happy endings and all and this sort of thing, but I don't know, man. Back in the day, like this was like a regular occurrence. The babyface would be murdered by some heel, and you were supposed to leave angry, and you were supposed to be sad. You were supposed to have emotion elicited from you, not sitting there watching and going, "Ah, oh, it was a great show. That was a great performance by all the... You're supposed to be, like, angry and sad and moved. And I was there. People were angry, and they were sad, and they were moved. And we'll find out what that means in 2024. Like, back in the day, you moved people because the idea was, well, now we're going to make some money off of this. And we'll see. We'll see the fortunes of AEW after this show, but I just know... And I don't know what it means. Actually, you know what? I kind of do know what it means. So when the show was over, all I heard was people, they were so mad at Jon Moxley. And it was, oh, he's the character's stale. I'm sick of this guy. Why did it have to be Mox? Screw you, Jon Moxley. Like, they're mad at Jon Moxley. It's like, well, I mean, first off, like, you think he just booked everything? I mean, he's the character in this play, okay? And the last time I remember something like this happening was actually involving Daniel Bryan, ironically. And it was at Royal Rumble where everyone was expecting Daniel Bryan to come out, and he didn't. And then remember Rey Mysterio, that whole thing? And then I think it was, did Roman win that year? There was a year that Roman won, and people were like so mad that that's all I heard about. I'm done with this company. I'm so sick of it. I'm never watching this again. And like the next, I mean, from that point forward, like they did great business. So we'll see. Well, we'll see what happens with what they did. But I don't know. They didn't kill. Sure, they didn't kill the town.
No, I'm not sure if your timeline is perfect there. I remember The Rock raising Roman's hands and then people like beating on the garage doors when they were trying to do a promo afterwards with people being so upset with what happened. I don't know if they took off right after that or anything, but...
No, they did. It was like, no, the next night on Raw did like this gigantic number after what everyone said that they like quit and they were never going to watch Raw again and this whole thing. And then it like did a giant number. And it was 2015 Royal Rumble where Roman Reigns won. And...
Not everything people is made furious for everybody to be happy. That's not every movie does not end with the hero winning and walking out. You know, that's not how this works. It's not how professional wrestling used to work. It's not how it should work now. He's done full time. That's it. If you're that upset about this, be upset at Bryan Danielson. You think Bryan Danielson was going to do anything that he didn't want to do? You think he was going to do... I mean, he was pushed out or something like that. I mean, you may not have liked the heavy heat ending, but that, as a professional wrestler, was what he was doing. This is not a clean passing of the torch. As some people are like, well, they didn't pass the torch. He passed it to Moxley. That's not what this was about. It was about establishing Moxley's group. It was about making sure that people knew this was the final nail in the full-time career of Bryan Danielson. And of course, the way they let it go off the air, if you're not listening to a show like this, you're thinking this might be the end of his career altogether. So I thought they did a fantastic job of doing that right from Jump Street, right from when Moxley interrupted Bryan Danielson during the final countdown and people didn't get a chance to cheer as the chorus refrain went up. I thought they did everything that they needed to do, and I'm not sure, you know, I get it. You know, your favorite didn't stand tall in the end in the white hat and go out the way that he wanted to. You had that earlier this year with Sting. You didn't need to do it in this case with Bryan Danielson. What you wanted to do, if you're an AEW fan, was have something to sink your teeth into and to have a body of people to root against, which is what they were trying to do there.
You know, it's funny that people have these memories based on what they felt about something that is not in line with reality. And one of them is that Roman Reigns thing. Like, I don't care how mad people were that day. I saw the follow-up. Like, it did great. People did not quit. In fact, the business went way... And the other one people mention is, like, Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, how sad people were and depressed and, oh, my God, the Undertaker, you know, he's the streak is over. Brock won. So depressed. I'm so sad. Bro, you know what that turned Brock into? An absolutely massive draw and a massive heel, and he did huge business after beating the Undertaker, which is another one is people go, well, you know, if Bryan was going to lose, like, you know, he could have put over Darby, or he should have put over
Wembley.
Should have put over some, know. No, it's more, he should have put over a young star, like Moxley's already established and that sort of thing. And it's like, okay, Who retired Ric Flair?
Yeah, really.
Shawn Michaels. Yeah. Who retired Shawn Michaels? The Undertaker.
It was Undertaker, yeah.
Who retired Mick Foley? It was a young guy. It was Triple H, but like he was already like one of the biggest stars in the entire company. And I mean, this is what happens. And the thing to me is, and who retired? Actually, Sting retired himself. He won, but it was in there with the Young Bucks. It wasn't like it was Private Party, you know. So the thing to me is, we'll never know. Maybe it would have been better for Darby to beat Bryan Danielson, but to me, this was the right call, because now you've got a massive heel that everybody hates, and I don't know if they can like hold off a year like they did with Cody and Roman. But man, if you can hold it off a year, and next year in Seattle at WrestleDream, it's Darby Allin going after Jon Moxley for the AEW title in his hometown to get revenge for what happened to Bryan Danielson in Tacoma, that'll be big, dude. That'll be big. Way bigger than if Darby would have just beat him in front of 7,000 people here. That's what I think, at least.
Look, you may not even need to wait that long. And the bottom line is, we need to have a good follow-up to this. That's the at the end of the day, as long as they have a good follow-up to it, they need to make sure now, now that you've retired Bryan Danielson, what is Moxley's group really here for? What are they about? What are they trying to do now that Bryan Danielson is completely out of the way? They need to establish that group, make sure that their mission statement is somewhat clear for fans on Wednesday night, and then we can go from there and find out whether or not this was the right move.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I don't know what's up. Like, people don't get wrestling anymore. They were like, why would Darby beat Mox? He lost to him at Arthur Ashe. Have you watched AEW for the last 5 years? I mean, Tony books the exact same way he always has. The fact that they did that match, the title shot was on the line, Moxley beat him. I mean, that's telling you that the most likely scenario here is that Darby fights his way back and beats Mox for the title. Have we just started watching this promotion? What's going on here? Golly.
I would think that Darby Allin would have that opportunity, but look. Adam Cole just came back. MJF is now back, hopefully here full-time. Samoa Joe at some point is coming back. Kenny Omega at some point is coming back. Hobbs at some point is coming back. Wardlow, like, at some point, these people have to come back. And with AEW, there's always that question over, okay, you know, can you create a new top star? Can you get some of these young guys up on the level and do all those sorts of things that you need to do? So, obviously, the jury is still out there, but it's not like Darby Allin is going to be the only one going after this group. And again, they still have to establish this group. We know that Moxley and Darby are going to have an issue and that Darby is completely in their crosshairs. Okay, great. Now from here, we need to see a little bit more layering into this group. And are they going to be all by themselves? Are they going to hook up at some point with the Elite and Jack Perry and all that? What exactly is going to happen here? There's too many questions open right now leading into Wednesday about this new faction.
All right. Well, the quick results. Hangman and Jay White had an excellent opener. Jay White beat him with the Blade Runner, which was a rematch, actually, of the match where Jay White broke his foot. Apparently on TV they said it was like some mystery injury. Were they trolling me? I wasn't watching on TV. Why is everything always a mystery here? He broke his foot. He recovered, and he's back. But they can't even say that. It's like it has to be a mystery injury of some point, or it's of some type that he's coming back from. Mariah May and Willow Nightingale, AEW Women's title. It's a good match. Mariah hit a Frankensteiner, running knee, short pile driver, got the pin. And this was actually like the beginning of All Night Long. So they had this big mountain, this Mount Rainier that they had on the big screen. That was like the background. And it always came up when the segment ended. And so all night, people are like waiting for something to happen. And then that stupid mountain would show up. And you'd realize, nope, that was a segment. Everybody was waiting for Tony Storm's return. Just waiting, waiting. There's the mountain. Well, moving on. Jack Perry and Shibata for the TNT title. This match was good. Hated the finish. Shibata's gimmick is he's the wrestler. That's like his gimmick. That's all he is. He's the wrestler. He wrestles. He wears black trunks, black boots, and he's a wrestler. But he doesn't get that if you put a sleeper on with your back on the mat, you can be pinned. So he gets pinned like an idiot as he has this guy in a sleeper. And then Jack attacks him afterwards. Fans hated that finish, by the way. Jack attacks him with the belt. Daniel Garcia makes a save. He's just re-signed. He's all good to go. And then MJF returns. Got a giant pop, by the way. And he just beats the hell out of Garcia again. Stomps his poor geek down. Leaves him for dead. He's got his ring back. He found it in a pawn shop. And then who should make the save for poor Daniel Garcia but the returning Adam Cole? And he is now a babyface, obviously, because Max is now a heel. And after 10 full months, we can finally continue Adam Cole versus MJF. We had Will Ospreay, Takeshita, Ricochet for the international title. This was the best match on the show by miles and miles. There was shenanigans there at the end. Don Callis tried to interfere with a screwdriver. Ospreay stopped him. Hooded guy hit the ring and attacked Will. It's Kyle Fletcher who's turned heel. Takeshita hits a running knee, wins the title. Thank God. Takeshita now gets the international belt and can hopefully get a push. And then Kyle gives Ospreay the Tiger Driver 97. So now Ospreay has something to do as opposed to going straight after Takeshita. He's got to take care of Kyle first. So this was very good. Swerve makes his return. MVP comes out, tries to recruit him. Of course, Swerve says, hell no, I'm sticking with Nana. And then Shelton and Swerve get into a brawl. Geeks run down to make the save, and everyone's looking around. Where is he? Because we knew that he was in the building. Well, I don't know if everyone knew, but Lashley was in the building. So everyone's waiting. Where's Lashley? Where's Lashley? There's the mountain. It's all over.
Hey, this is what wrestling has done. You know, everybody always looking to the back to see what's going to happen.
Well, to be fair, Lashley,
blame the fans.
Lashley was supposed to come out on this show, but cooler heads prevailed, and they realized maybe we shouldn't kill Swerve and Bryan Danielson on the same night. That would be silly. Plus, even though he's winning, we're also killing Darby. So
now that he's re-signed, I guess they're going to kill Leo Rush first, because it looks like Shelton Benjamin and Leo Rush are going to have a match against each other here coming up on Wednesday.
Are they? They announced that? They finally announced another match?
They did not announce it. It was a backstage interview where Leo Rush said, hey, I'm all elite. I've signed a new contract.
Why have they shot these angles and announced nothing?
Brian,
Dom
like
is going
else.
To the show Wednesday and has no idea what's on the show.
Everybody should be on Instagram and X and Facebook and everywhere else that they put all of these things, both companies.
And we have the Hologram Beast Mortos match, best of three falls. Great!
This
loved
was
it.
Superfluous to me to have on the show. I would probably say
not superfluous.
Save this for TV, but
no.
It's Mortos is so fun. And I like Hologram. Again, I don't know what his ceiling is going to be there. I do enjoy what they're doing. I do enjoy the fact that he's got a win streak here. And again, Mortos is, let's see how they use him and if they can get him a good mouthpiece, if Jake Roberts is going to be that guy or not. But people enjoy getting behind a goofy character, and it's good to have one of those on the show.
Hey, you know, this person here says, AEW should have a TV show that summarizes all the social media stuff we're missing. No, but I noticed something when I watched SmackDown this week. So are you aware that on social media, there is a music video for Hell in a Cell? Are you aware of that?
Is there?
You didn't watch SmackDown then, did you? Because they have made a music video for Hell in a Cell. And they plugged the heck out of it on SmackDown. Go to social media and watch this video. Go to social media and watch this video. Go to social media and watch this video. Do you know where I find out about AEW cool stuff on social media?
What is that?
The chat.
No.
Like, people tell me, because AEW puts stuff on social media but never tells anybody. But you have to actually be on social media.
Yes, it's been a
so
thing
listen,
with them.
If you're not going to put this great stuff on Dynamite and Collision, which is what they should do. Like, if there's something great, at least tell us on the show. At least say, hey, we got a great interview, or we got a great video, or whatever. They don't even do that. It's like, you have to just be on social media to find this stuff. So anyway.
Well, it's like the Dustin Rhodes promo, the Mark Briscoe promo. There have been a few where, yeah, drive this stuff home. You don't have to spend a whole segment on it on Dynamite or Collision or whatever, but if Swerve is at X concert or somebody is here or there, put that stuff together, make a compilation of it, put it up, and then direct people to it, because otherwise most people won't care, because again, you only have so much time in the day to look on social media. At least you should.
And we had Darby Allin, Brody King. Very good match. Darby won. Give him something, since originally it was going to be Darby and Bryan Danielson on this show, but plans change. We had the Young Bucks and Private Party. The match starts with the Young Bucks saying, you guys have done nothing for 5 years, and you're a mid-card act. And they get attacked by Private Party. They have a very good match, of course. And then the Bucks beat them clean. And they are, in fact, a mid-card act who has done nothing for 5 years.
Your next top flight.
And the main event, Mark Briscoe and Chris Jericho, ROH title. Loved this match. It was just a great story match. Mark Briscoe is the best.
Yes.
He's the best babyface. He made the best comeback. And it was a simple story. This disgusting individual, Chris Jericho, used Mark's dead brother's move on Mark. And when Mark kicked out, that was the end of the road for Jericho. And he just ran wild on this guy. And then he hit him with the J-Driller, pinned him. It was really good. And then Danielson and Moxley, you know the story. Moxley killed him. Brian got some comebacks. But man, watching Brian Danielson is it's like watching Naito. It's like he's so beat up. I mean, he tries all of his stuff, and he kind of does it, but you can tell it all hurts. He barely makes some of this stuff. And thank God, now he can go home and rest and heal and get surgery if he needs it, the whole nine yards. But he was choked out in the middle of the ring, dead. Fans are furious. The BCC comes out. They murder this guy. Darby tries to make the save. He gets killed. They force him to watch, which is key here. They forced Darby Allin to watch. Orange tries to come out. Jeff Jarrett. Finally, the babyface and referees hit the ring, and the BCC bails. They stretcher out old Brian Danielson. And Justin Roberts says, "Please drive safe, everyone." And everyone goes, "Bah!" And screaming at poor Justin Roberts. This poor guy. Not his fault. He wanted you guys to drive safe, and you yelled at him and cursed him out. Disgusting. That was almost as disgusting as, you know how disgusting Don Callis is? It's just cretinous. I don't even know if you're allowed to say that word in 2024, a cretin. I think it might be like a medical condition, but God, horrible person. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So Dynamite is in San Jose, Dynamite and Rampage on Wednesday. Dom's going. Excited, Dom?
I'm very excited. I'd be more excited if I knew something else was going to happen other than a Mercedes match, though.
Yeah, Mercedes and Queen Aminata is the only thing announced. There are 2,700 tickets, which actually for a Dynamite is not terrible, but this is the first time they've ever done a Dynamite and a Rampage in San Jose, California. Debut. So it's in the SAP Center, 2,700 tickets. So,
how big is that building, Dom? It's a, you know, it's a pretty big major arena, is it not?
Yeah, that's where the Sharks play, and prior to Chase Center, that and Oracle were the primary arena venues for concerts and whatnot. I want to say it holds 15.
Close. 17,562, Dom.
I was almost there.
Yeah, 17,562. So, it's a broken record. What's on the show? You know? I hear all the time from people who don't go to the shows because they don't know what's going to be on the show. And I had somebody ask me sincerely the other day. I don't know if I talked about this on this show. But they said, you know, do you feel like there's a double standard with what, you know, WWE and AEW in terms of, like, announcing in advance? Because, like, you know, sometimes there'll be a SmackDown. They only have, you know, three, four things announced or whatever. And my sincere answer is, well, yes, there kind of is a double standard. And I will tell you why. And that is because you have two different audiences here. And you run your shows completely differently, okay? With WWE, whatever you want to say about the brand split, they have a certain number of people on Raw, and they have a certain number of people on SmackDown, okay? Whether they advertise them or not, you know who you are going to see if you go to Raw and SmackDown. Because with the exception of, like, extenuating circumstances, they're all going to be there. So for Raw tonight, you know you're going to see, like, Gunther's going to be there, and the Judgment Day is going to be there, and Jey Uso. You don't have to advertise this because they're there on every show. And on Friday, the same people are going to be on every show. Carmelo Hayes is going to be there, and LA Knight is going to be there, and Cody Rhodes is going to be there, and the Bloodline. They're on every single show. And WWE fans, they go to WWE shows for two reasons, two main reasons. They go to see the stars, and they go to see the storyline progression. The matches are tertiary.
Oh, good. Very good.
So you're not going to see, like, a bunch of great matches. You'll probably get some good matches, like there were good matches on SmackDown. But the main reason you're going is to see the stars and to see the storyline progression. And on SmackDown Friday, everybody that is always on the show was there, and they continued on. You always know Bianca's going to be there and Jade. It's like every time. So when you buy a ticket, you know what you're going to get every time. And on top of that, they do advertise matches, more so than AEW does.
They do.
Now, AEW is different. Its fans want to see great matches. Secondary is they want to see stars, and they want to see storyline progression. Okay? The problem is you never know who is going to be on every show. That's the biggest difference between WWE and AEW. I don't know who's going to be on the show Wednesday. I don't know who's going to be on Collision. I have no idea. It's different every week. The only person that I can say with, like, I can strongly say, Hologram is going to be on Collision. Other than that, I can't tell you nothing. Is John Moxley going to be on Dynamite? I presume he's going to be on Dynamite. You know, is Swerve going to be there? I presume so, but I don't know. We know Mercedes, but like, is, you know, you go through the women. Is Willow going to be there? I don't know. Is Britt going to be there? I don't know. Is Hikaru Shida? For the men, like, I don't know who's going to be there. I have no, are the Young Bucks going to be there? I have no idea. Is Private Party going to be there? I have no idea. Is FTR going to be on Collision? Or I have no idea. I have no earthly idea who's going to be there. I have no idea what matches are going to be on the show. I don't know anything. And for the AEW audience, for the people that watch AEW, that prevents some people from buying tickets because they don't know. And they don't want to buy a ticket and go in blind. But you know, if SmackDown goes to San Jose, they're going to do a gigantic number because the fans are going to know LA Knight, Bianca, Jade, Bloodline, Cody, Kevin, Ray, they're all going to be there because they're there on every show no matter what. So yeah, there is a double standard, but there's a reason for that. It's what the fans are expecting to see at the show and what they know versus what they don't know is going to be on the show.
And it doesn't matter if there's a double standard and people can point to that and go, "Wah, you know, you're talking about this." Doesn't matter. AEW's in a deep second place position where they're going to remain. They are as cold now as they've ever been. They cannot get their own fans to come out with the AEW letters up on the marquee on their own anymore. They were able to do that at the start at first, but now you need to actually put in the effort. I don't want to dunk on them, but when you look at their local promotion, where is it? You know, we talked about sending people out to do interviews and go to the morning news shows and try to do some of that stuff, but where is the advanced people going in and hitting indie shows and hitting WWE shows that might be in the area to paper and put out cards and do all that sort of stuff that people might think, well, that's too indie. You know, they shouldn't have to do that. Well, obviously they do have to do that. They do need to do everything that they can possibly leading into a show in a town. And the other thing, Brian, is there should be no question about what should an AEW star, are we going to see them on Collision or are we going to see them on Dynamite? You should be on both. Period. You need to be on both.
Or at least do a soft brand split and make it clear who's going to be on what show.
But now they still
have to actually be on every show.
And if
that's the thing.
If they were hotter, I would say do that. And I understand. Look, if they were hotter, you could go ahead and do that. They tried with Punk, and that was about at the time where, okay, if you were going to do something like that, okay, there it is. He's gone now. He's been gone for a year. It's time to meld this thing together and make sure that both shows at the top of them have the same storylines and the same blood running through it. If you want to have Hologram over here against Mortos as your hot Collision feud and you want to have somebody over here from Dynamite because you're working a Chris Statlander and whoever feud, okay, then that middle card can be that way. But the top, those people have to be there. This idea of, well, we get X amount of dates and all that sort of stuff, like, no, if you want this thing to grow and everybody there that says they want it to be better and they want it to be bigger and all that stuff, everybody needs to be on the same page on what days guys are going to be working, like both of them. How about that? It's only two a week.
All right, so we got more here. So first off, this person here says, if AEW announces a few more matches, they can move 15,000 tickets. That's not what we're saying, dude. And you know what? I don't understand why...
Those are the bad faith ones.
I don't understand why, if you're like an actual big fan of AEW, you just are fine with the way things are going, and you don't think that anything needs to be changed, okay? Now, granted, there...
Because, you know...
Hold on.
No, before you even go, and I'll get this out of the way, because we're in the Veruca Salt era of wrestling fans. Somebody needs their flowers. I need to be satiated. I need what I wanted to get out of that show, out of that match, and if not, it sucks. If not, it's going nowhere. And it's not just fans, it's podcasters and people in the media and all that sort of stuff. They do it as well, too. But everybody wants what they want right now. Damn it all to everybody else.
Now, here's the bigger issue, okay?
Go ahead. That's my issue.
They have stopped advertising matches until the last second. for over a year now, okay? And they have fewer viewers by the week. They have fewer people going to shows by the week. It's clear this doesn't work, okay? So, like, if you're a fan, why are you fine with them continuing to do what clearly isn't working? Now, granted, there are a lot of reasons why AEW is not as hot as it used to be, okay? So I'm not saying this is 100% this is why this happened or whatever. But you do realize that they were doing far more viewers, and they were selling far more tickets when at the end of every Dynamite, Excalibur rattled off 85 matches that were coming up in the next several weeks. We used to make fun of it. How many matches can he get out in 7 seconds? He got out 9. That's pretty impressive. But you know what? They used to do that. They would have the entire card for the next week's Dynamite the previous Wednesday. They would have the entire card for Collision. They would have the entire, they would have matches for shows 2 weeks from now. And they were doing way more viewers and they were selling way more tickets. Now they don't advertise anything until the very last second. They're doing 1,700 people in Spokane, Washington. They're doing 2,100 people here, 2,300 people there. It's not working. So, like, if you're a fan, why are you, oh, but, you know, it's not, why do you do this? Do you want it better or not? Like, here's an idea to try to help, and you're shooting the idea down, basically telling them to keep doing what they're doing, which isn't working. Why would you do that as a fan? Anybody? Now, the other thing, somebody texted me here, which is a good point. A lot of these guys are on limited dates. That's true. No, it's true, though.
I know.
You're signed to 80 dates a year. You're signed to 60 dates a year, whatever. Okay, that's fine. All right? If you can't guarantee that everybody is going to be on every show, like you can on Raw and SmackDown, you know who's going to be there, then that's an even more important reason a week in advance to say, here's who's going to be on next week's show. If you're in the area, next week there's a Dynamite, this is who's going to be on the show. Why am I even arguing this? I don't even get it. I don't get it.
And I understand the deal about the dates, okay? What I also know is we have seen a lot of people with limited dates in wrestling who ended up working more of them. Brock Lesnar, a great example of that, because more money was dumped into his lap because, Brock, we have this idea, we need you now. AEW, if you're, and I'm not saying everybody, but if some of those folks either need to be negotiated with or something, or be taken out of the equation altogether when it comes to big storylines, then if you have to carefully step around the amount of dates that your top stars are working, then maybe you need different people in the mix that you can bank on more. Maybe you need better planning when it comes to these storylines so you can actually have blocks of time. Look, people used to go to Japan all the time. They would miss 6-8 weeks at a time at a territory. You figured out a way to book around that, and you had something for them when they came back. That is a problem with AEW. That is a problem. If the dates are going to be such an issue with this, they need to figure out a way around it, because fans watching at home, fans buying tickets, we can understand that. That's great for the wrestler, but as a consumer, it sucks.
Zack Sabre Jr. won the title.
He did.
Very happy to see that former chicken chest finally make it big in this business. And I couldn't help but notice that it wasn't until he put on some weight that he won that title. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
How much of this show did you watch? This King of Pro Wrestling.
How much have I watched?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't watched any of it?
No, I watched the result. Wow.
I knew I was the new.
I was no. Oh, so you're telling me that you got up at 1 o'clock in the morning Pacific time and watched the entire?
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched the main event.
Show. No, I haven't had a chance to watch
it. It was a very good main event, but I can't say
Nathan
it was old. It was nothing better than like if you close your eyes and imagine the match. It's like exactly what you would expect.
They've had some good matches in the past, for sure.
But there was nothing like you would say, like, oh, they've had good matches, but man, this is a pay-per-view main event world title. You know, pull out all the sauce, place going nuts. It was just like an excellent match. And
well, as long as Naito didn't hurt himself or miss everything the entire match, it's
no,
a win.
He didn't miss anything. You see, Zach is much bigger and stronger now, and so there were no problems with the Destino. He got the guy and spun him all great.
By the way, everybody, this is Brian's way of spinning the fact that he didn't think much of Zack Sabre Jr. for a
long, long Zack Sabre
Jr.,
time. But he was a chicken chest, as evidenced by Juice Robinson, who I don't want to give credit to because that's another one of these guys who's on my list. That Juice, but he's the one that coined chicken chest, not me. But now he's a big, strong muscular chest.
Oh, look at you, Zach, a big strong
boy. And he threw this
guy
all over the place, and he put him in holds. And then not only hit him with a Zach driver, he hit him with a cross-legged Zach driver. When you cross the legs, man, it's all over. That's a wrestling trope. Anyway, we'll talk more about this with Dave tonight, and I'll be back tomorrow with more. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.